Masechet Tamid Perekhe Mishnah Bet will now talk about the last two lotteries that were done as part of the morning service. These lotteries were done in the Lishkat HaGazit after the morning tefillah. Mishnah says, Amar lahem hadashim laketoret bo'u vahafitzu. The Kohen who was appointed to run the show at the time, he got up and he said, those people who have never done the ketoret service, if they never were involved in it, you could come and take part in the lottery. The reason that only people who never had a chance were included in this lottery is because the Torah tells us that somebody who brings the ketoret, who partakes in the service, will become rich. He'll have help in parnasa. The pasuk says, "Yasimu ketorah be'apecha," mentioning the ketoret, and right afterwards it says, "Barech Adonai helo." Hashem is going to bless his property, implying that that person is going to be rich. So therefore, we want to share that with as many people as possible, so we don't have a kohen repeat the service more than once. So anyone who never took part could take part in this lottery. Hefitzu zacha misha zacha. After the Kohanim took part in the lottery, whoever won the lottery has the right to offer the ketoret. Hadashim im yeshanim bo'u v'hafitzu. Then the Kohen who was in charge made another announcement. He said, those people who have never were involved in the next service, with those who were involved, those people who are old, who have been involved in the past, they could come and take part in the next lottery. He had to announce that because those other people just went to the sidelines in the Ketoret raffle. So therefore, we had to include them in the next raffle to make sure that they knew that they could take part in this lottery, which was Mima Ale Evarim Minakevesh Lamizbeach. This lottery was going to decide who was going to bring up the limbs of the Korban Tamid from the midway point of the ramp to the Mizbeach. At the last time we mentioned the Korban Tamid, those who were appointed to transport the limbs left it in the middle of the ramp and they salted it over there. So now the second lottery, that Kohen who was chosen would take it from that midpoint of the ramp all the way to the top of the Mizbeach. But Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, he disagrees. He says, "Hama'ale avarim lakevesh, hu ma'ale otan al gabei ha-mizbeach." Says this rabbi, the Kohen who brought the limbs in the first place up to the ramp, he's also going to bring them onto the Mizbeach. There was no need to assign this to a second lottery. He does say the final lottery was used to bring hot coals from the Ketoret fire onto the outer Mizbeach into the Hechal. Masechet Tamid Perek He Mishnah Gimel. Till this point, all of the Kohanim were wearing the special clothing of the Kohanim, but only some of them were chosen to be involved in the service of the Korban Tamid. After the last lottery, the Kohen who was appointed to run things had all the other Kohanim who were not chosen to take part in the service change out of their special Kohen clothing and back into their own clothes. Mesarum lahazanim, the appointed one of the Kohanim, handed over the rest of the Kohanim who were not going to participate to the assistance of somebody named Pinhas, who handled all the clothes of the Kohanim. Hayumafshitino tamit bigdehem, and the Kohanim didn't undress themselves, but these helpers, these assistants, would take off the clothes of the Kohanim for them. When they took off the clothes, they removed the special hat, the belt, and the robe from the Kohanim, but they would leave the pants, the special pants on them. It would have been improper for the Kohanim to be standing there with no clothes on. So they left their special Kohen pants on, and then after they put on their own robes, then the Kohanim would remove those pants and give them back to the assistants. The halonot hayusham, in the lishkat hagazit, where they were getting undressed, there were special closets in the walls that would store the clothes of the Kohanim. Ve'katuv alehem tashmishek hakelim, and written on the closets were the names of the special garments that they were held. They had a special closet for each one of the garments, for the pants, for the robes, for the belts, and for the hats. So there were 20, and there were 24 watches of Kohanim. So each watch needed 4 different closets. And that equals a total of 96 closets in this spot to store the clothes of the Kohanim.